and I want people to remember this show, that you brought out another side of me, the guy who lives in cosmonaut land, but who is a real live person who sees and understands how the world works and unfolds.
And welcome back, boys and girls. Here we are again on this very pleasant evening, and it has been quite educational, to say the least. And I believe we have made contact with our second guest. Let's bring him in. Are you out there, my friend?
I am here indeed.
Oh my goodness, I'm glad this is finally happening.
So am I. I have to admit, Michael, I have been reading some of the chat.
Are you afraid? Are you scared?
No. As a matter of fact,
this is a safe space. Don't worry.
I don't want to be hurt or offended, guys. Please don't break my feelings.
Yeah, don't hurt him. He's a sensitive boy. Very sensitive. And yes, welcome to the program, Mr.
Jedi Reach.
There you go. I was hoping you'd jump in sooner, though. You missed your cue.
I was wondering if you're gonna like pronounce it or not. I was like kind of waiting for a second.
Oh no, I was going to, but I was being very hacky, wanting you to do the bit.
I must say, thank you very much for having me on this show. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to be here.
Jedi the Jedi, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so glad you're here. Very interested in hearing what you have to say. And by the way, we were going to have a musical performance. This is a first time in history. I'm not quite sure if it's still going down or not, but my first guest, David Deese, he's been doing some singing apparently, and I think he's all fired up tonight, and I think he might sing for us here.
Oh, okay.
Are you interested in that? Are you?
I'm interested.
You're
I'd
psyched.
Love to hear him sing.
Oh my goodness, this is the first time.
This the first time.
This is just. I don't even know what to say right now. I mean,
Do you know what song he's going to sing? Or?
I have no clue. I had no idea he was going to do this. I've always wanted someone to sing on the show just for the hell of it, and I think it might be going down. And it's by David Deese. Out of all the people I've interviewed, David Deese might sing. This is just insane.
I'm jealous because I wanted to be the one to break the ice and sing it first.
I don't blame you for feeling that way. I mean,
gosh, he took my spot, he took my spot earlier.
He's kind of taking some shine away from you. I'm kind of feeling bad. But then again, you are already pretty much over with a lot of the listeners out there, Jedi.
Oh, I am?
I think so.
Oh,
I could say you're pretty over, my friend. And by the way, let's just grow with your introduction first before we touch base again with David. I'm not sure what he's doing. I think he might be getting ready. Who really knows? We got to let him do what he does. Don't get in his way. Just let him flow like water. So whenever he's ready, he'll tell me. So tell us about yourself and what got you interested in this path that you've been on. You know, your YouTube channel, I've been watching you for a while now, and you give a lot of great information, and you seem to have this really deep insight. And some of the things that you talk about, I'm kind of guilty of doing the things that you shouldn't be doing. Just want to be honest. I'm just being honest.
I'll tell you the truth. Honestly, a lot of the stuff that I talk about on my channel, I have made the mistakes, and that's why I can talk about it, you know. Nobody's perfect. You know, it's just my channel is a channel that is more based on behavioral science. So we kind of evaluate those things. But
yes, sir.
My name is Jedi Reach, also known as Jedi Ramnarine. And I got started on this path, I'd say, when I was very young. I always wanted to make something where a bit of a haven, if you will, for people that were interested in studying deeper truths, knowledge, understanding of the universe, the universal consciousness, you know, creation, the might of thoughts, how this stuff works, you know. And of course, that could also involve UFOs and aliens and all that stuff. It's all interconnected, but I really wanted a haven where people can come and learn and practice this stuff in the practical life. And that's why I created Peace Seeking Intelligence, also known as PSI, 9 years ago.
Nine years ago, really?
Yeah. And I had the idea in my head since I was a kid, by the way. I mean, I was like drawing comics and stuff, you know, and then it actually came into reality eventually. And we publish books, we sell books, we do meditation courses. We just have chats for, you know, gamers. If gamers want to come chat, they can come chat. You know, there's spiritual stuff. It's a lot of different things.
What's wrong with the name Jediah?
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, you go with like a nickname, but I like your real name.
I love
your real name
more than my. I love it more. My real name actually means the hand of God invoking God, or the hand of creation, for those of you, if you will.
Absolutely. But yes.
A lot of people can't pronounce my name. That's the saddest part about it, dude.
Really?
So I have to do Jedi because, you know, it's cool. Easier for people
like
to get
it.
Into.
Yeah, it's catchy.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I see nothing wrong with it. And it says David, actually, I'm sorry to bring him up again, but David D is the first guest. He says, I can't decide what kind of music to play. And he says, request. Don't do this to me. I mean, he's been doing these things all night where
Dude,
he's saying
I'm
these really.
can I put in one? Can I
go
put
ahead?
In? Please,
yes.
Please,
you
please,
do
please.
It. Go ahead.
Rick Astley, never going to give you up.
Let's
never going to let
do
you
that.
Down. Never going to run around and desert you. Dude, he better start singing or else I'm going to sing.
Let's see if he can do that.
Come on, David. I believe in you.
I believe in David, too. I believe in the Force.
The Force is strong in his voice.
Brooke in the chat room says, Hillbilly. That's not very nice. That's no way to talk about David D's.
David D. So what's the deal with David D's, guys? Can you guys tell me? Because I kind of came in a little bit late. I think I missed a little bit.
He says Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens? What?
That's what he wants to play.
Oh, okay. Okay,
okay, we can do that. Let me just put, we could do that.
Let's hear him.
We can do that. And, let's see if he's going to agree to it now. My goodness, this is incredible, by the way. The first time ever. Something like this is going down right before Christmas. Wow. So this is a very beautiful time.
It is. May I give a shout out in your chat for a second? I think Dane said, do some Tool. Are you talking about the band Tool? Because Tool is my favorite band by far, if you're referring to that band.
He said something that I can't repeat in publicly here.
Oh.
But I told him I'm kind of under the same sort of magical sort of spell right now. I'm pretty hypnotized myself right now.
Well, it's Jedi mind tricks, you know. I guess there's another Jedi.
Hey, well, usually when I do the show, my mind is pretty hypnotized, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so he's saying things that he's pretty much, you know, on that sort of level. But I told him, well, that makes two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, I told him I'm going to give him a call now.
Okay.
He says he's ready.
I want to hear this, man.
This is just incredible. I can't believe it. This is really happening.
Guys, if David doesn't sing, then I'm going to sing. I promise.
Okay, you're going to have to sing if he doesn't.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm going to do it.
I love your dedication. Okay, hold on one moment. I'm going to mute everybody here.
Righto.
One second. Hopefully he answers. Let's see what goes on. Calling David now. And there he is, David.
Hey.
Hey, David.
Hey.
David, I'm hanging out.
You're going to sing.
Yeah, we're ready and we are just completely thrilled and excited for anything you have to play for us.
All right. Then I'm going to do a sort of a frequency song.
Okay.
This will see how this feels. Okay, because I'm doing songs that make me feel good.
Hell yeah.
It's one of the songs I like. Cat Stevens, you know, he had that Moon Shadow. That's a good one.
All right.
I do that, but I'm not going to do that one.
Oh, a teaser.
I was getting all excited.
I know.
Okay, here we go.
Hang
on. I got to catch my breath. I'm a little excited about doing this because I know this is going to sound fucking great.
It's going to sound awesome.
I know this is going to rock really good. I just hope that I don't forget it because I'm so stoned.
Don't worry, man. We're here for you.
We are here. We're supporting you all the way.
All right, here we go.
Circle of friends.
Mm-hmm. build my house on the rock. Green pebble walls, water rocks, dreams of people with windows of hockey. And everything empty into God. Too
far. Yeah. All right, that's enough of that.
Dude, that was actually like a lot better than I was expecting.
Amazing.
To be honest, I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. You know, I just did it first, but you know, this is the one I was going to do before I had the idea that I was just going to go.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them screaming, fresh from the world.
Oh no, did you forget the words?
Rain's new.
Oh no, he's back.
Sunlit. Well, you get the idea.
I got you.
Dude, I heard that song when I was a kid. I haven't heard that song since I was a child. That's crazy.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Best episode ever, in my opinion.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow, man. I got a blast from the past and I came on here already. Dude, I like this. I like this show.
David, I want to thank you so much for being a part of the program yet again and performing that song. We loved it. The chat room loved it. And David, we will definitely do round two pretty goddamn soon.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you very much. I'll see you later, man.
All right, David.
Good job, David.
Take care, man.
Thank you.
Okay, see you.
Take care, buddy. And there he goes into the night. David Dees. That was amazing.
Round of applause.
I mean, that's classic right there. I mean, how can you not love that? That was a once-in-a-lifetime performance, boys and girls. I loved it. I hope you did. And that was the first time we've ever heard anyone do that before. And we definitely need to give a round of applause to Mr. David Dees. I mean, good Lord, that was amazing.
Yeah, that caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting him to sing that good.
He's a good singer.
And then he sung a song that was like from my childhood. It was like really connecting, you know? Like I really got into it.
It was pretty damn good. The only thing is that he needs like another microphone to really catch the music.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yes. Clap it up. Definitely. So back on track here with you, my friend. What's with the nickname? Where did you acquire such thing? Is it just because of Star Wars?
Okay. So let's get the record straight.
There's
a couple
this.
Reasons. One, yes, I do love Star Wars. Except, and I think some of you fans out there can probably relate, the new Star Wars material is a little bit questionable. Except for Mandalorian. That was actually a pretty good one.
I've been watching it. I like it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I like it too. Rogue One was also good. But that being said, I was a fan of Star Wars, and I think that there are things to learn from all of our medias. You know, Star Wars is a very exciting story, a space fantasy adventure, but, you know, the Force and stuff and the Jedi and the Sith, I think there's a lot that we can learn from.
True.
So I've always appreciated the philosophy of it, right? Even though it's not the exact same words I might use, I can understand the essence behind it. And I had a lot of respect in that regard. So it was a lot easier to pick the nickname Jedi, because again, a lot of people can't say my name, Jediah. And I wish people could say Jediah, man. I mean, like you said it, you know, but yeah, that's not the norm. So that's why Jedi came about.
Interesting. And by the way, we got a donation, $4.99, from, I believe it's someone from your camp, and they're asking question for Jedi. What is the biggest problem with humanity, and what can humanity do to change the world?
Oh, geez. Why does he have to come out with a question like that, man? I can't answer that. I have no idea.
He came out swinging, right?
Came out swinging, dude, right off the bat. All right. So I'm going to say, first of all, the easiest answer to say in regards to that problem would be overpopulation. That's the most obvious example. You know, human beings shouldn't be covering every space of the earth and, you know, taking all of the natural resources and depleting them to a point. But overpopulation also causes a lot of other issues in terms of society, in terms of culture, in terms of the way how people deal with each other, and even with the way how they deal with interpersonal relationships,
right,
are very devalued because there's just too much. And I'm sure you heard the saying, less is more, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in that case, it really does apply, because overpopulation is not just a physical problem, but also like a mental problem. Like, for example, you think about the average kid this in today's age, right? The average societal kid, not all of them, but just an average. They have like a 30-second attention span. They're like always on their phone. You know, they're like, oh, they got to check their email. They got to check their message. They got to check this. They got to check that. It's like totally overpopulated and just in the thoughts is so clogged up and overthinking. And that translates into physical reality as well. So to summarize it without going too deep just yet, I definitely think overpopulation is the biggest issue. And to solve it, we're going to slowly have to introduce a bit of a birth control. But this is a kind of subject that people get a little bit weird about, so I just want to say this. I'm not talking like Thanos or something, right? Like to wipe out like half the population.
Sure.
I'm not talking to do that, but I'm just saying, like, over time, if we can be more considerate about having children, you know, I think that would go a long way in stabilizing our planet. And of course, I would just add this last bit too. I do think that there are a lot of different beliefs and ideas that are driving people crazy down here on Earth. A lot of religious, political ideas and ideologies that are not helping the situation either.
I meant to call you Jedi, not Jedi.
Jedi the Teddy.
Yes. And before we even dive deeper into these issues, and I wanted to get into so many things that even this question I want to jump into. But before we do, where were you born, my friend?
I was born in a country called Trinidad.
Ah, okay.
This is in the Caribbean, and I was raised in Florida, which is why, you know, I sound American.
You're the second person that I've ever met from that place.
Oh, so you have met someone from Trinidad? Okay.
Yeah, only one person, yeah.
It's rare, isn't it?
It is, and I love them to death, by the way.
It's a really cool people, if you understand them, I'd say, you know, I didn't know you were from there.
I'm kind of blown away. Wow.
This is what I'm going to say this right now. I'm just going to keep it real with you guys. Like, I am not the best example of Trinidad. You know, I'm not the best representation. So
you were born in Trinidad, and how old were you when you went? I guess are you in Canada or are you here in America?
No. Right now, I'm actually in Trinidad, but
I've been traveling
over the years. So I've been traveling to different places and setting up different stuff because, as I talked about with PSI, PSI is a global initiative.
Right.
So I've been traveling to different countries to get it set up.
Okay. Wow. Amazing. So you're still out there. And what's it like being out there currently right now? What are things that, you know, normal people are talking about over there? Are they talking about how weird America is, or what's the daily banter going on out there?
Well, I'll say this, Michael. One thing for sure that I've learned traveling, you know, across different parts of the world, everyone is kind of the same. You know, they express it in different ways, but it's more or less the same. So if you can just strip apart like the dialects and the different ways that they speak or something, everyone's kind of searching for the same thing, you know? And in Trinidad, you know, I'd say Trinidad is a kind of place that's more laid back in a way, but it's also like really industrialized for a Caribbean country. You know, like when you think about the Caribbean, you're thinking like resorts and stuff, right?
Right, right.
Like Trinidad is like super industrialized. So people are like always working, 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 mm-hmm. working. And it's the same with me. You know, I'm always working, working, working on my computer, on my command station. So I get a limited amount of how I really deal with the locals in Trinidad. And that's why I said I'm not the best representation.
Understood. That's okay. And in terms of like religion, what's going on there? Are you a religious man?
No, I'm not a religious man, though I would say I'm a natural man, I guess. I guess you can say spiritual, I guess. Although I, personally speaking, I don't really like this word spiritual because I think it has some, how do I say, it's a, just some myths around it, if you know what I mean. So I kind of look at things in a more scientific way.
What about your mom and dad?
My mom and dad were religious.
Very religious, okay.
Ironically, they had a lot of wisdom to offer, you know, and I do want to say this about religious people or about people and beliefs and stuff. Like some beliefs out there, come on, some of them are nuts. Right?
They're a little crazy. Like yeah.
You have beliefs where you got to sacrifice people and stuff, right? Like religions and stuff like that.
Well, I mean that in talking snakes, that sort of thing, you know, I don't really believe that shit at all, but that's just me.
Right. Right. Me either. But I will say that
zombies raising from the grave. Sorry. Go ahead.
That one is nuts.
yeah, I mean,
I will say that there's something to learn from everybody, true. Religious or not.
Right.
And I think that it's just good to just listen to people and just strip away the positives from the negative, if you know what I mean. That's my opinion. That's what I think on religious people.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. And was religion something that your parents tried to get you into?
No, that's what's really interesting. And, you know, I didn't have perspective on the freedom that my parents offered me until like other, you know, Christian families would tell me, wow, dude, you got away with that? Like my mom and my dad used to get into my room and tell me, oh, you gotta go to church. You gotta listen to the Bible. You gotta read the Bible or I'm going to hell. And I was like, dude, holy crap. You know, like my dad just sat me down and was like, okay, son, this is what I believe in. But you, my friend, you have to find your own path. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, cool.
So dad was like more open-minded than mom.
Both were open-minded.
Or both were open-minded. Okay.
Both. Because like my mom, you know, I started years ago, I talked to her about UFOs and aliens. And at first she was like, what the fuck? You know, like, yeah. Like what? Are you really going that direction, son? And then like over time, you know, she's like, well, you know what? I guess aliens could exist, you know?
Like, yeah. I mean, well, if you read the Bible, I mean, you could probably believe in aliens too.
Sure.
I see why not. I don't understand why you wouldn't. But, you know, one of the first times I came across you, you were talking with Michael Horn.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you link up with Mr. Michael Horn?
So Michael Horn helps out the organization Figu,
which, right.
Do you know anything about Figu? Or?
Very lightly. Okay. I know some things of the organization, but not too much. I know plenty about Billy Meyer. I've interviewed Michael countless times.
Right, right. Well, Billy Meyer is obviously a very wise man who's had a lot of controversy around him. And
oh, yes.
Is which understandably so, I get it. But I will say that I do really respect his work, but not so much the UFO stuff. The main work that I really respect from Billy Meyer's end is the things that he calls the spiritual teaching.
I was going to say the spiritual teaching is what got you.
That's what interested. Really got me, yeah. Because the thing for me is that when I first read the contact reports, I was like, because I'm a writer. I've had multiple books that went on bestsellers. So, you know, I know how to write and I know how creative artists work. When I was reading the contact reports I was evaluating the way the people were speaking, I was like, this is sounding very real. You know, I got like an idea about that. And a lot of ideas that I had initially about like consciousness and spirit and creation, Billy Meyer had written down. So it got my interest in it because a lot of these things were confirming thoughts that I had. And that's how I got involved with Michael Horn eventually, because I wanted to help him out since he was also helping out the whole mission and whatnot.
And how do you feel about the criticism that Billy Meyer gets in terms of that, you know, he's running like a cult sort of organization.
Okay. Honestly, I get it. I understand. Is he actually running a cult organization? I personally don't think so.
I don't
so,
believe but so, but that's, you
I
know.
Do think, and I'll say this, I do think that what he's trying to do is ahead of the times, and it's at a very early stage of its evolution in the work that he's doing. And a lot of people that are connecting to it are people that are still, not everybody, obviously there are people that are doing quite fine, but there are people that are connecting to it that still have, you know, previous religious kind of ways, and they can give off a bad reputation toward the actual work. And of course, you know, by no means are any of us perfect creatures. We all have mistakes that we make and stuff like that. So I think there's a lot of misunderstanding as to what's going on.
The other sider in the chat room says, Billy is a one-armed mystery.
Ooh. That was well said.
Wasn't there someone named or called the one-armed bandit? Or did I make that up?
No, there was. There was, wasn't it?
I thought there was. I mean, is that some sort of figment of my imagination, or did I hear that before?
I swear I've heard it too. Maybe we're trading thoughts.
Maybe we are. Maybe we're just communicating telepathically here.
Maybe.
My goodness. But yes, yeah, so you really liked and took very keen interest to the spiritual teaching aspect of what Billy Meyer talks about.
That's right. And we offer it at our academy, along with, of course, our own writings, because, you know, one of the main goals at PSI is the study of consciousness and spiritual development and implementation of this in the everyday world. So, of course, Billy Meyer was providing a lot of that information, and it was very good for our academy.
And do you also have other people that try to come into your Discord and bring up Billy Meyer?
Sure. There's
so they go after you then.
There's a very wide interest range, I'd say, of the people that join PSI.
I gotta be honest with you, and I'll tell you really quickly. Anytime I talk to Michael Horn, I always get several emails and all sorts of comments on YouTube saying that it's a cult and Michael Horn is wrong, and you get all these crazy, people that come after you.
That's something to be expected, though. You know,
sometimes sometimes it's even in a threatening manner.
Oh,
I got those. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that a little interesting?
It's a little unusual to get. Some people get really fired up over other people's words. I've never understood it, to be honest.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad that you brought that up, but I just want to make a comment on what you said there.
Go ahead.
That is so important about not getting riled up over what other people say. Like, even if it's offensive, who cares? I think that to really be offended by anything, you have to personally take offense to something, you know?
Correct. Yeah, you pick and choose what sets you off. It's what being an adult is all about, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Picking and choosing your emotions and not letting certain things affect you in your personal life. I mean, things I see on the internet don't offend me one bit, but there's other people that have complete meltdowns over things they read that they don't like. And it lets it like affects their entire existence. It's really sad, but we see this sort of theme going on.
Yeah. Time and time again. And you know, we're living in a world right now where I feel a lot of people, not everybody obviously, but a lot of people can sometimes be racing to be offended. It's like almost like you earn a medal or something for being a victim, you know? I don't know. And it can even apply not necessarily to people that are being all weak and meek, but like angry people. And you have to ask yourself at a certain point, if people are coming out and threatening you or saying all these horrible things or slandering you, then that has to be for a reason. Maybe you're doing something right if you're drawing that kind of attention.
And have you gotten rid of your anger?
I'd say this year has really, really showed me the benefit of calmness and coolness, you know, because let's be honest, living in this world, it can be very hard at times, right?
Sure.
And even meditating all day, whatever, you know, you're still human. So you still have feelings, you still have emotions that you go through. But I would definitely say that this year really solidified mastery over that, because the truth is, and this is the truth, we We have power over our lives, and how we control ourselves is how we steer our destiny. That's what it boils down to. And the moment you get tense and you give in to that, I think you lose control of yourself and you lose control over the possible goods of your life by just remaining calm, by just remaining cool, by just doing things for you.
Are you an alpha male or a beta male?
I would definitely say that I'm an alpha.
You're pretty alpha. Okay. Sometimes I've had people say that they're kind of both. Sometimes they're a little bit beta sometimes.
No.
You're just alpha all the time.
Well, I Amazing. Think that even to be the proper alpha, I think that you need to be balanced. I think you have to be not like this kind of, you know, this kind of macho kind of thing, but where you can not allow your ego and your pride.
It goes back to being cool, right?
Exactly.
Right. I'm with you on that one. You definitely have to be cool, not get into any situations where your emotions will overcome any sort of rational thinking.
Exactly.
Amazing. And
I got to say this, guys. I got to say this for everybody watching. With Michael's voice, it's so easy to be cool. I can listen to this guy talk all day.
I mean, I talk to myself all day, every day when no one's around.
With a voice like that, I would be doing the same damn thing.
I mean, I have to. I mean, what else do I have to do when the fun goes away? I mean, I have to do something fun.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Dude, I would have started my own. Wait a minute. You did start your own show.
I did. I know. Good Lord. It's been a double-edged sword, to be honest with you.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? How's it been? Like, what got you into starting the End of the Days? Or End of Days, sorry.
End of Days, the Michael Deacon program. Well, I've always been a fan of radio, to be honest with you. I've always been pretty much attached to my radio, my Walkman, anything of that nature. I was definitely into it. I wanted to know more about it. To be honest with you, one of the things that I wanted to do, and you might even remember the show, it's called Loveline.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you recall that show with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew from way back in the 90s when it first started?
Yeah, I remember that.
That's the only reason why I'm here.
Wow.
I'm not even joking. I mean, later on, I discovered people like Howard Stern and even like an Art Bell and all these other people I could name, but these are just people I sort of grew up listening to, but none of the other people I listed wanted me to host a show, to be honest with you. It was Loveline. Of every show I've ever listened to growing up, Loveline was the show that made me really want to do this, made me want to talk to other people out there and talk about their problems, their love life, any of those things. I've always been fascinated to talk about those subjects with anyone, really. And sometimes I do that here. Like, for instance, so what's going on with you in the dating world? Are you out there being an alpha male or are you being a beta male? See how
I
did that?
Oh my gosh, dude. I love Michael already, man. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you found me, dude.
I'm glad I found myself.
Yes. Well,
but it's expensive. It is expensive to find yourself, to be honest.
It
costs me a lot of money, a lot of hallucinogens. Go ahead. Sorry.
And don't forget all the emotional costs as well. You know, that's a huge cost. But in my dating life, there is somebody that I am seeing right now, and I'm hoping that this one does work out. We'll see. But, you know, perseverance.
What does she look like? Describe her to me.
She's blonde.
We got a blonde woman. Okay, we're doing good.
And I would say Germanic, those type of people.
Okay. What color are her eyes?
Blue.
Blue eyes, okay.
Blue eyes, yeah.
Mostly blonde, European.
European, you know, European. Classically European.
Amazing stuff there.
Well, I mean, it's my taste. I know some people can find that quite boring.
European women are always pretty much top talent.
I think so, personally.
You know, personally. European women and, you know, European women mostly are pretty much the top of the food chain sometimes.
Yeah, that's what they say. They mainly say like Slavic women, especially Russian women, especially.
That's true. That's true. And what do you feel? Well, actually, I should go back and talk to you about this woman that you fancy. Is she one of these women who sort of look up to the Kardashians?
No.
She's not one of those.
Dude, I actually ironically found a girl who is different. I know it sounds very typical, but, you know, I've personally been through a lot of relationships already. And I think the more perseverant you are with finding the right things, this is not just for relationships, but in general, right? Then you eventually do find something that works. And ironically, of course, she's by no means perfect. I mean, nobody's perfect.
Right, right.
But it's a solid connection.
I'm glad she's not one of these women who look up to the Kardashians like we have here in America.
Yeah, buddy. That's why dating American girls can be a little rough sometimes.
So you understand what I'm talking about, the Americanized women for sure.
I didn't want to say it.
Well, I'll say it for you. Don't worry. I'll take the heat. I don't mind. I love a dangerous life sometimes. And yes, speaking of the Kardashians, I'm pulling up a photograph now for the chat room. And I've always said these women are a plague to society in America. A lot of these women here hold a very powerful influence to the majority of Americans, American women, and even around the world. Their influence is still felt, no doubt. And my goodness, it seems like every woman one of the Kardashian girls date, their careers just end.
Yeah, I'd like to add something to that.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, unfortunately, now I want to say this before I start. There are good Americans that are doing good for the world and for people. Oh, but the Americanized influence is what I'm pointing the scope at. And it has gone so deep into the culture. And America is by far the greatest telecommunication technology-based nation that we have in the whole world. And because of that, the influence is very easy to spread around the rest of the world. And you have these celebrities like Kardashians.
Oh,
and
yuck.
Other celebrities. They're not the only ones, too. I think a lot of them, Ariana, like, dude, there's so many of them right now that are just, they're putting such terrible influence into not just other girls, but men as well.
She's a horrible influence for sure, but would you knock it out with Ariana Grande?
No.
You wouldn't get in there and just be like, you know,
I won't.
You won't get
won't
in there.
Because okay. Her energy to me is very repulsive.
It's repulsive. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Dude, that's exactly
it. I know what you mean. I dated a girl before that. She was just gorgeous, but she had like a really nasty attitude, and the way she treated people was kind of like a big put off to me for some reason. Mm-hmm. She's just a nasty woman on the outside.
That's a thing. Like in my years, and I've been with a lot of different women, a lot of beautiful women, and I'll tell you the truth. I know this sounds fucking cliche, but beauty isn't everything, man.
It really isn't.
I feel sorry for guys that get fazed by that. Like, it's a very sad thing. Like, if you get fazed by how a woman looks or by the sex that you're getting, I'm sorry, but that's a little bit sad.
Are you telling me, Jetty, that you would like go out with a woman who is like in a wheelchair?
No.
Okay. I'm just curious.
I want to say something about that, because you also have the people that are like the bleeding hearts. Okay. You know what, Mike, I'm really glad that you brought this up. All right. I'm really glad, because you have the bleeding hearts that are like over positive and say like, oh, you have to date an ugly person because, you know, you got to have a good heart. But this is just as much bullshit.
It is.
And so is this whole idea of, oh, it's not about the looks, it's about the personality. What? The personality is equally as much.
It's important. Yeah.
If you want to call it a tool, as the looks, that's all they are. So to base things solely on these things or the job they have or the money they have, that's pathetic, dude. I'm just keeping it real.
No, you're right.
I think
though,
it's a very pathetic thing.
You're right. That's why you have to find a woman that has one of those qualities, and hopefully both.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to live a, you know, pretty bad life, getting yelled at constantly and maybe even cheated on, maybe even left.
I mean, what's the point of doing that? Because you're just so excited about, like, obviously there's a balance, because this is what I think. I'll tell you, Mike, I think nobody's really born ugly. I think people make themselves ugly over time by the choices they make, by the influences they allow in their life, by the way they handle their lifestyle, you know? And the thing is too, like, even with people, if you want to feel sorry for them and you have these warped, over positive ideas that you need to date people that are messed up, it's like, why would you drag yourself down to somebody who doesn't want to be good for themselves?
Oh, you mean like going out with a girl that has daddy issues, right?
I mean, that's one.
I mean, I got out with a few of those girls, you know, it's pretty awesome in the bed, but you know, it deteriorates, you know.
That's a thing.
That was a joke, but that was awful.
Good in the beginning.
That was terrible to say.
It's pretty good in the bed, but then over time it gets old pretty quick.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
No.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing too. Yeah. I think a lot of people need to slow down on wanting to be in relationships, because I think a lot of people want to be in relationships because they're afraid of being alone.
Are you saying like people that are like on Tinder?
I think across the board, man. I think more people need to spend more time with themselves, you know, because if you think about the societal pressure as well, people feel like, especially for men feel like, dude, you have to bang this girl, that girl, you got to get with this girl, you know, like we have this thing, and it's a trap, because ironically, if you put
tranny pride in
your,
yeah,
your vanity could be embarrassed. And then the thing is that, I don't know how else to say this, but the girl has power over you. The P, so to speak, has power over you, and you are no longer able to think properly. And it's so ironic, because if you're like that, then girls get less attracted to you.
Word. So Jetty, so tell me if like someone like one of the Kardashians, what's her face? Kylie Jenner. What if she was like coming on to you at a bar and she's like, wow, you know, you're really hot. I like your jacket there. You know, you want to go home with me later. Like, what would you tell her, though?
I'd ask her, first of all, Kylie, are you drunk?
What if she was drunk, though, but she was super into you?
Well, if she was, like, really into me, and let's say that, you know, I was not dating anybody else or anything like that, and she genuinely was into me, maybe. I'd give her a chance if she really wanted to change.
Come on.
If she really wanted to change.
You would be in there the first night, my friend. Come on. She's giving you that look, you know, she's seducing you with her eyes, like she's doing now in the chat room in that photograph I have up, and you know, she's giving you that look, and she's like, come on, you gotta go to the bathroom, let's do this.
Mike, I've been through,
you've been through the situation,
seduced by girls like that, you know, honestly,
amazing.
I've just become immune to it, because amazing. Let's be honest, Mike.
Wow.
Let's be honest, this that women do have, and it's fine to have that that calling, that reel on men, and when you strip away that power from a woman, she's powerless.
It goes away, Ryan.
It goes away, you know. But most men are still caught in that, you know. They're still caught in that game. So
yeah, the pussy on the pedestal. Yeah, I'll say it. I don't give a fuck.
That's exactly it.
Right.
No, that's true. That's true.
No, you're right. Sometimes you got to put these women on ice.
Absolutely.
You got to go out with
What about you, Michael? Have you seen any?
Hey, now that's private. How dare you?
Oh.
Hey, we can't talk about that now.
Have you seen any wonderful women lately that is worth your attention?
I've been with women from around the world.
And what do you think? Do you think the ones in America are the best?
Well, American women are pretty, you know, come on now. Some of them, they're pretty good. Some of them, I like American women, but I've always liked women from other countries too. I don't hate.
Same.
There's
same.
No hate in my heart, but there are some American women that are again amazing that they're perfect the way they are. Some of them don't follow some of these other women like the Kardashians, and. Mm-hmm. It's a rare thing, but there are some great women in America.
I would say the ones that are like mainly out in like the smaller towns or like,
yes, smaller
even
towns,
like some
sure.
of the country ones are like, you know, those are like the good old fashioned girls. Like if you like do win their heart, like they are loyal as hell, you know, and I have a lot of respect for that.
I love women from California and from Florida.
Oh, Florida.
They got the hottest women in Florida and in California. That's the best place. Any place where it's close to a beach, that's where all the hot women are. That's where they go.
I really disagree. I can't really say no. There,
all the hot women go where the beach is. I'm sorry. If you don't live close to one, then, you know, you're shit out of luck. I'm sorry.
That was a good part about Florida.
Florida is amazing. I've never been there, but I want to. And there's gorgeous women there.
Never been to Florida.
Never been there. And I am desperate to go.
Oh, man. Do you know that Florida was former Hyperborea, part of the former Atlantis? This is what it said in the Meyer material.
That's what it says, but I'm not sure if that's accurate or not, or if that's just some romantic story that is being sold to me. Because sometimes, you know, you got to give a woman, and a woman has to give the guy as well. You got to sell them the fantasy. That's what it really is all about. The fantasy, the story, the romantic angle that sometimes isn't even there. You're just selling the story for a woman. And sometimes I even recall when let's say you go on like a double date and you have to date or you have to go on the date with the ugly friend sometimes.
You're playing that role.
And sometimes that woman is into you, but you're not really into her. But sometimes you have to like sell them the story, the romantic angle to sort of, you know, get them in, be part of the team, take one for the team, and your male friend will like you, and so will the girlfriend. But yeah, see, you're selling the story, the angle, the gimmick, basically. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that gets old.
Sometimes it does.
But even then, you still want to be sold that angle yourself, though. You want that story.
I think it's kind of natural. It's in a trick. Us human beings.
It's a trap.
It is a trap.
It's a goddamn trap.
If you know about the trap and you willfully allow yourself to go into the trap, but are all traps bad? I mean, I really want you to think about that for a second. Like, sure, we think of traps generally, and we think of it in a negative light, but is all influence towards something that might be good a bad thing? Because, okay, we look at with relationships, right? With a man and a woman.
Right.
And you look at nature. Look at some of the animals. You see that they have to do their courting. They have to do, like, some of the spiders, the jumping spiders. They do these dances and stuff like that. You see, you know, it's kind of natural that there is a spellbinding effect in nature between creatures. So is being trapped really a bad thing, or is it the perception of how we look at it, or does it depend on the trap that you're falling into?
That's true. This is a very complex and tricky situation. Many variables come into play when we talk like this.
Feel free to answer, guys.
I know. This one has me kind of stumped, to be honest with you. Again, it's a curse. It's a double-edged sword, just like everything else in life. It's such a complex issue, very much like the human race entirely. We are so small, so meaningless, yet we are so meaningful at the same goddamn time. It's just repulsive.
Well said. Very well said.
It's just a fact. This is a weird place we live in. The fact that we are even communicating right now with the gift from the gods, as they say, in voice and having this language, that in itself is pretty damn amazing.
Yeah. I mean, have you even thought about language? Just the fact that
all the time.
We're speaking English. Obviously, we know the words that we're saying, but when we really think about it, we're really giving off vocal clicks and frequencies. We're singing to each other. We're transmitting energy toward each other. You know, it's like pieces of data that's exchanging bits of information. I mean, it's amazing to think about. And then
that's true. The synapses are firing off and the words just register in a heartbeat of a second.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing when you think of it that way. But most people don't, you know, most people don't really think of anything of that nature at all. They're too worried about their social media account.
Not too bad for them.
I agree.
Because you know what? I'll tell you, Mike. I think that everything changes. Nothing ever stays the same. There's only going to be a certain time where you have these people that are like in their social media as Kardashians, and more people are going to flock to channels like this. People are going to start questioning. They're going to start searching. They're going to start asking why. I think that's inevitable.
I hope.
Nobody could stop that. That's evolution.
I just feel that we're such a small percentage.
Well, that's how it always starts.
But it does start that way. You're right. It's a small progression. We are a very small percentage of people with open minds that question just about everything. I'm sure you're the same way.
Absolutely. We're supposed to be like kids, man. I mean, that's the basis of science, by the way. That was lost. I mean, science is really supposed to be like being like a kid in a playground, you know, where you're playing with the sandcastles and stuff, and you build it, and you ask questions. You ask, why? Why is it like this? Why? I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to try this out. What happened to that?
I never talked to you, and I never met you at all, anywhere, at any time. However, I feel like we have talked to each other for a million years already. And that's because we are all one, my friend.
Oh, very well said. Very well said. Yes. We're all connected. And hey, maybe we've met in past lives before. Maybe this might be just a reunion, if you will.
You never know.
Never know. It's possible.
Life is a lot stranger than you think, my friends.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
It really is. My goodness. And I wanted you to just talk about your website briefly here.
Okay, the PSI website. So, guys, if you go to psiraise.com, you can connect directly to our Discord. And on our Discord, there's obviously things to go through from there, but there's also Patreon memberships as well to help support the Patreon. And by supporting the Patreon, we can, you know, have more expansion for the things that we do. But there are also the Chronicles for people that don't want to join the PSI Discord. They just want to read information. That's fine. There's a stream in our YouTube as well with the shows that I do and also some of the other videos that other people create. And on the PSI website, I would highly recommend going to it. It gets into more detail with what PSI is about, with all the different sections that we have, such as the spiritual, the meditation, the art, the self-defense, humor, entertainment, travel, nature, astronomy, science, technology. Go to the damn PSI website.
There you go.
Did I get my selling point across?
You got it, my friend. And I got to ask you, since we were talking about population and you think there's kind of an overcrowding, are you in support of the Japanese and their obsession with these sex robot dolls?
Fuck no.
You're against that?
No. You're not for it. This is a terrible thing.
This is terrible. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I'll say this. Listen. For everything, Mike, everything, you can always find a positive. It doesn't matter what situation it is. It's a choice to find a positive. So even with these Japanese sex robots, I'm not going to sit here and overly criticize it. But I will say one criticism about it personally, in my opinion. And I think that this is part of the overall arc of the problem of devaluing interpersonal human connections. It's not that technology is a problem. It's not that us pushing what we can do is a problem. It's the fact that the technology is greatly advancing over the consciousness development of people. And I think this is part of the overall problem of the disconnection in society, because it's Japanese, for example. And I mean, I'm sure you know about the Japanese suicides. I'm sure you know that the Japanese culture isn't exactly the happiest culture.
Not at all. Yeah.
There's a lot of sadness.
There's a lot of darkness. Mm-hmm.
And I think this is just another one of these spawns happening yet again.
My goodness. Yes. So definitely don't purchase a sex doll, in other words.
I would not recommend it, but hey, everybody has to live their own life. Maybe some people have some good reasons for doing it. Who knows? I don't know.
You know how women, most women out there at one time or another in their lifetimes, they will own some sort of toy, some sort of vibrator of sorts. Let's just be realistic here. But when a guy has some sort of toy or something of that nature, he's kind of looked at like a freak, like he's a moron, like he's an idiot, like he's scum. Do you think it's alpha or beta to own like a sex doll?
That's very interesting. I don't think you can really consider it either per se, because the thing is that there are alphas that would do that because maybe they're just uncontained sex driven freaks. And then you also have betas that are doing it because they're like, oh my God, I'm never going to get a girlfriend.
That's true.
And it's a very pitiful yes. thing, I guess.
I guess it's both.
Could be both. People have various reasons for doing the things that they do. The human is a very complex and individual creature.
Very true. And we do have a Mindful Mac who said something about amazing Trump sex doll only. So that's maybe someone who really likes Trump a little bit too much. That goes beyond
the chat, and I have to admit, the chat is awesome.
Isn't the chat lit all the time?
It is lit, dude.
It always is.
I see like so many. And what's the thing about the tranny thing? Because I guess I totally missed that.
It's been a whole tranny spectacular here. It's been an extravaganza of sorts. The tranny sort of takeover has happened here. It feels like I'm back in Palm Springs, in other words. And it's incredible. I mean, I love it. It's been fun. This has been should be illegal how much fun I'm having hosting this program. It's just ridiculous.
You put love into it and it could be felt.
I love
it. And that's why I love being here. I love hearing your voice. No homo. I totally love his voice, guys.
I appreciate it, though. It does make me smile and giggle anytime someone does say something of that nature. It I feel it in the heart.
Well, I think realistically to have, you know, your own platform or your own thing or whatever you're doing, like, I think you have to have love in it, you know, like you have to enjoy it, even if it might have like some stressful stuff. Like it's important that you have that.
This is a bit of a variety show. You know, my act, I put my act, you know, in front of the whole goddamn world of defiance, arrogance and intransigence in front of the whole world to see. And I do it every night. Well, not every night, but anytime I'm behind the microphone. And a lot of people can't handle that sort of heat that I bring. And I've burned a lot of bridges, if you can imagine.
Sure.
Some of those bridges that I shouldn't have burned, and some of those bridges that would have put me over to the very, very top. And I'm talking some big money, my friend, that I basically pissed away because I wanted to make just a few people laugh. But guess what? I love show business, and I don't give a fuck to sacrifice myself or anyone else in the name of show business. That's just how I am and what I'm going to do.
Guys, can we give this man a round of applause for not selling out? Please, please, please. Come on.
I mean, a lot of people don't even know that, but, you know, if you really found out how... If people really found out the truth... You know, if people have found out the truth about me and some of the things that have happened and transpired behind the scenes... They would respect me so much more, but a lot of these things I don't even talk about. Some people believe I have this huge ego, but to be honest with you, I don't. I've sort of pissed everything away.
I think you can like experience it through just, I guess if you guys want to call it the energy that you're giving off, that, you know, you've experienced and you've gone through things. And
sure.
I have to say that it's better to do your integrity than to give in to something, because I've also had opportunities and offers where I could have just gotten stupid rich.
Sure.
And totally sacrifice everything that I really, but my heart belongs in, so to speak, you know, and it's good that you haven't done that. I think that's really good. And I think that pays off in the long run either way, because sure, with a lot of these things, when you're supposed to sell out, like, yeah, you can make a quick buck or something, or you can make a quick audience, but what's the lasting power on that?
That's true. Yeah. Why give your soul away?
Why?
So many do. I definitely don't want to become the victim of that at all. And there's been many times where I can sell out, but I refuse to, because certain things I didn't want to play with. I didn't want to abide by certain rules.
Yeah.
I mean, I would happily do another show if that's what some other folks I can't legally name, if that's what they wanted me to do, I would have no trouble doing that. But if you want this sort of brand, I mean, come on now. If you're going to lowball me an offer, the show is not for sale.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be for sale if I could actually do my act of sort of this act I have here going on of defiance, arrogance, and intransigence. If I could do that, then I'll be more than happy to abide by your rules. But until then, those people can fuck off.
You have to be yourself with what you want to do. I don't think you can compromise that. You have to do what you feel is necessary to do.
Very true. Very true. I mean, you have to just go forward and go through anything in life. And that's kind of what you talk about as well, in your own way.
Absolutely. I mean, look, everything that you're saying there, I'm going to say it the way Tony Montana said it.
Well, these words should resonate with you. Yes.
You have to have balls, dude. You have to have the nads to do things. You have to have the courage to say no and to say fuck off. to offers, to people, to things. There's some bridges that you don't have to cross, and not everybody's going to be your friend.
Exactly. And you don't have to have everybody. Exactly. You don't have to have everyone like you either.
No, that is completely unnecessary. The thing is, if it resonates with you, you know, it's a combination of your heart and your head, so to speak. And if it resonates with you and you keep going and it keeps bringing forth positive change in your own life, then maybe this is the path that you should keep going, even though you might be getting certain hardships. And I think a lot of people are just naturally afraid of negative. You know, they're afraid of it. They want to avoid it at all costs. You know, they want to just be friendly with everyone. They just want to get everybody to like them. They want to get approval from everybody. And it's like, why? Like, why are you doing that? You know, like when you die, you answer yourself, dude. Like, no matter what cause you support, no matter what social movement you support, no matter you're going for climate change, you're going for the upgrading of spiritual or shows like what we do, doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the person that you're approving is you.
Is you. You only have yourself in this world.
You only have yourself.
Yep. More people would be happier if they actually took that for consideration. It's only you and yourself only in this world. Remember that, because trust me, the sooner you remember it, the sooner you'll be off. And also keep a good sense of humor. That's also something I like to throw in there all the time. If you don't have a good sense of humor, your life will be shit.
Oh, wise. Dude, that's why I'm always laughing all the time. You know, I think a lot of people can learn, even from Joker. I'm sure you guys have seen the new Joker movie.
Great movie, right? It's a good movie, yes.
Exactly. It's probably like the movie of the year or something.
Movie of the year, in my opinion. Some people didn't like it. Some people said it was overhyped. And I would say you are an idiot. Have you seen the other movies that were on the big screen? And those stunk on ice.
Yeah. And a lot of them, too, that stink get all these awards. But before I get into that, I just want to say this about Joker. I think Joker, if you study this character on a more deeper level and you just look at it neutrally, you know what I mean? You can see that Joker is aware of what's going on in his society, and that is the way that he chooses to express it. And he uses humor in, of course, a very chaotic way to do that. Now, I don't necessarily think you have to do it in a chaotic way, but humor helps a lot for dealing with the shit that we have to deal with in this world. And let's be honest, like if you really do want a positive lifestyle or a positive path, then you're going to have to confront negative. You can't get away from that.
That's right. And I'm sorry to say this, but we have about less than 20 minutes to go. And I know it's sad. I could talk to you again for another hour or two, but time is limited here. And we have to sort of abide by this sort of schedule we go on here, or else it won't make it to the radio of all places, even though it will be a bit edited, but the message will still be there.
Sure.
Somewhat unfiltered, but, you know, there'll be some bleeps here and there, but that happens. as long as they let me go off at times, I'm more than happy. But there has been some tragedy yet again here in America. There was another shooting, and this time it was from a Navy sailor who opened fire.
When was this?
This happened, I believe, Thursday?
Oh, my gosh. Was it Wednesday or Thursday?
I can't even remember now. I need to bring up the article, but I'm just going off the top of my head. There was another shooting at the Pearl Harbor. I think it was called the Naval Shipyard in Hawaii. I think it was on Wednesday. And I'm just curious what your opinion is on these mass shootings that seem to happen like every other week.
I mean, look at what I just said. So many has happened. Every other week, almost, it's seeming like it's happening. And I think that, of course, this is, again, part of the overall problem with the destabilization of America in terms of the culture. The very fabric of American society is being shattered, you know, and it's been being shattered for a long time. And I think a lot of this is cause and effect from a lot of the, well, evils that America has done to the world. And if you look at Rome, Rome fell in on itself, and America is, well, kind of following the same path in a way, you know? And I think it's a subproduct of that, man.
Yeah, I hope not.
Well, I mean, the thing is that when things do fall, there's a chance for it to be reborn. Every ending is a new beginning.
Yeah, it's not a positive way of looking at it. And in terms of an afterlife, do you believe in such a concept?
Not in the afterlife the way you might think of it. I think that we do reincarnate. This is okay. So what I think is that we, our spirits are, it's like a psychic creational awakening energy, and it is aware, but it is not conscious the way that the physical consciousness thinks, like how we think, but it operates differently, and it's in a different time space configuration, in a different dimension, if you will, and it inhabits this almost like you know, like when you play a game or something.
Yes.
And you would be the spirit, and then obviously the character in the game would be your physicality. And I think that the spirit uses these bodies to continue evolving, to continue growing and swelling in energy and knowledge and wisdom and power, until eventually it doesn't need the physical bodies anymore. After millions of reincarnations, I think eventually it evolves into a spirit being, so to speak. And then eventually, through billions upon billions of years of other evolutions in those stages, I think eventually it evolves back into the universal consciousness itself. So, yeah.
Amazing. Now, yes, thank you for that right there. And by the way, we are joined by a caller. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you are live on the air. What's up? Oh, no, they're just going to stay on the phone.
It's a quiet show.
Oh, there we go. I took myself off mute. Hey, you guys, how you doing, Michael?
Yes,
Dana.
You got to remember to take yourself on mute.
I put myself on mute. So I know you guys are, like, strapped for time, and I really like the fact that you're a Tool fan. That was kind of cool,
right? Tool's the best. I wanted to sing
they're
Intention.
They're so profound. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, like, I wanted to sing Intention, and then I wanted to sing Rosetta Stone in Lost Keys. Like, I was seriously about to sing, yes, it, because I kept seeing it in chat.
Totally. And I've done karaoke quite a few times up here in the mountains where I live, and I did Enema a few times.
Oh,
karaoke,
that's awesome.
And I got, people were pulling their phones out recording me. I was so embarrassed. I was
nice.
Like, oh my God.
I
write my own stuff, but it's, you know, I've had a lot of influences like Trent Reznor, Tori Amos, Nine Inch Nails, you know, going way back to the 90s. And,
nice.
And a lot of the stuff that's circling around us now, it seems to be coming to fruition, like from like really good artists. What do you think about that?
I think so. Yeah. Slowly. I mean, you do have some of your garbage, but I think bands like some of the ones that you just called out, and especially bands like Tool, are very revolutionary with the music and the lyrics that they put in. And I think it's inspiring a lot of other people, and not just with music as well, but with different forms. Like, I can tell you, for me personally, Tool was a very big influence for everything in my life, for even the creation of PSI. So I think it's bringing out people in so many different ways, you know, not just music, but several different ways.
Yeah. So what's going on with you, Dane? How are you?
I'm doing good, Michael. How are you tonight? Oh my God, the chat's been amazing. I've had a blast, by the way. I love your show.
It's a show. It's a show within
your show randomly.
It's a show within a show.
It is. It's so much better than a lot of the crap on the internet now. So
there's a lot of trash.
Thank you.
There is a lot of trash. Yes.
It's a breath of fresh air. I do have to say.
I agree.
But I wanted to share, and I did put this on your Patreon. If any of your people want to go on your Patreon.
I love that you said that. I love that you said that. Yes. Thank you.
Did you like it? I wanted to know if I could wrap that. It's real quick. I know you have not much time.
But you're going
to
wrap.
Quantum. It's actually inspired. And I know you said you haven't had many people on. So I've actually done this karaoke up here a few times. So I've got a little practice. And I wanted to know if I could do Quantum with you guys. It's called Quantum, inspired by a documentary called What the Bleep Do We Know? And I actually saw that the week it was released in Berkeley. I think it was in 2004. My son was a year old. So. And it inspired me through actually a Tool song, Parable and Parabola.
Oh,
so would you like
one.
To hear it?
Very special.
Do your
song.
Thing. I mean, this has been a historical episode. Go ahead.
Please.
Okay.
I want to hear.
Okay. Whew. had a couple amber ales, so I'm just going to create with your mind that with what you see. Don't be afraid to take that quantum leap. Time for some change, but time really stands still. How far in the rabbit hole will you go to get a thrill? These branded names imprinted on our children's brain, rendering our soul with something more enlightening to gain. 'Tis a shame. Do we create with our mind or see what is true? If you can't comprehend, then here's a clue. If you can see it, then believe it. If you can hear it, then receive it. If you can touch it, then retrieve it. Programming our senses is the secret. If you can sow it, then you can reap it. Take it or leave it. It, matter condensed. Break it down into pieces, the ultimate consciousness. Static all around, confusing our thoughts somehow. We learn to fill a hole with something we bought. It's sad we get caught in the bullshit that talks. Can we change with the changes and take another walk toward different directions, different dimensions? For you know the human soul is a fine invention. Give it up to the sky, whomever you believe. No time, it's time to take that quantum leap. Okay, that's it.
Amazing.
God damn. Can we please give a round of applause?
Holy my goodness.
Dude, I love your show.
I was not expecting that.
I love your show. This is awesome.
My goodness. Yeah.
That was super inspirational. Holy crap. Wow. No. I caught me off guard.
Oh, Don Cachet.
Wow.
I know you don't have much time, so thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Best episode ever, in my opinion.
That was awesome.
Wow.
Wow.
Wowzers.
Dane, that was amazing. Thank you so much for calling in and dropping some lyrics for us here.
She dropped the mic,
incredible.
Dude. She dropped the mic on us.
That was good.
I grew up on the same street Too Short grew up on Kelly Hill and Hayward.
Damn, you are street then.
Yeah, I am.
My goodness.
I grew up on Kelly Hill in Haystack. I'm from the Haystack, so.
That's badass.
I don't want to keep
shout
you
out.
Oh,
shout
that was
out
awesome,
to...
Michael. Thank you so much. I've been wanting to share that because it means it's so much of what I believe is going on right now. It's about the senses and controlling the senses and getting us entrapped, entangled, and all the way from the sex dolls to transgender to God fuck damn shit, whatever the hell it is.
Pretty much.
Just fucking shit.
It's been pretty amazing.
I'm a chef. I love to cook. So that's my thing.
You were cooking right here on the show. My goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness. Shout out to Richmond, by the way, out
Rock
there.
On.
Those crazy kids out there in the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of trouble
from the
out
Bay Area.
There.
Yeah.
People don't understand the shootings, the robberies, the murders that go on in Richmond, by the way. The real streets there.
Yeah, the real deal.
Hell yes. Well, thank you so much, by the way. It's been
absolutely.
I'm out of loss of words. I don't even know what to say. That was just mind-blowing.
Almost wanted to hear another one.
I know. I want to hear another one.
You got to keep doing that.
I want to hear another one.
I have 220 written in the Library of Congress, but I haven't done anything with it. I've had a few gigs, but nothing. I have one called False Hope.
Do you got to do something? You know what? Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Aggression, depression, a false sense of direction leads to our senseless obsessions. Gasoline's on the rise, society's on the edge, looking for the Cracker Jack prize on the ledge. Tired of all the glam, all the hoes and the lambs. Time to turn the table, break away from the sham. False hopes in the media, another soul is falling prey. Minds are stuck on delay, so how do we break away? The Pied Piper is loud and it's hard to turn our heads. We want gold from lead, man. Manifested dreams from our heads. What's really going on, we all may never know. Plop on the couch and turn on your favorite show. Get lost with your remote, you graduated to go. Watch the channel explode as you search for false hope. False hope, what you really want can come from your mind. False hope, we all watch vicariously, but we're blind. False hope,
amazing.
Turns gold into lead. False hope, search the pictures in your dreams instead. Search the pictures in your dreams instead.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Whoa. Can I please say something? My gosh. You see, the thing about everything that you've just given to us here is like, what you're saying is real as fuck. You know, like you just said, like, search for the pictures in your head. And then you also talked about like manifesting of your dreams, like that's what it's about. But like people don't realize that that's not just for positive stuff. If you have negative stuff in your head and you keep just focusing on that stuff, that's what you're going to keep manifesting. So like really focus on the positive, really focus on the good. I'm not saying like, okay, forget about the bad and act like nothing bad's happening. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying true strength is seeing the bad and still focusing on your positive dreams.
That's right.
So I love what you just did.
When you dive in and you're like, you know, looking, you know, when you're a little kid and like, this is a memory I have when I was younger and I grew up in the mountains. So I would, my dad was a lifeguard and he taught me how to swim at a very, very young age. And so I would dive in and I would, you know, go through the algae and stuff. And I wasn't scared of it touching me, you know, and I noticed I had some friends that were scared. Oh, it's touching me. But it's the fact that you're diving down and you're going through and you're searching and you're like, oh, and you have positive recognition, you know, with what it is you're looking at, what it is you're understanding. And you just take that in and it's what you as an individual perceive to be a reality, and it could be, ew, it's gross, it's touching me, or it could be, oh, that's what that is. That's an algae. Oh, yeah. Those are polywogs. They're floating away from me. There's like 100,000 of them, you know? You're just like, what the fuck?
Right.
But that's kind of how I look at life. It's like you're going through and you're trying to identify what reality is as individuals, but then on a grander macro scale, you're also trying to put the pieces together where your individuality fits as the whole. And when you reach out and you try to manifest what you can create, I mean, the sky's the limit, but we're so dumbed down with this cell phone. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why people are just so dumbed down with it. It's like
you know, they've been enslaved for, you got to think, like, it's literally been generations that people have really been enslaved, and they've been enslaved in the consciousness. They've been enslaved, you know, with medias and phones and stuff like that. Like, we're seeing that now. But if you think about that, that's really subproducts of the early religions, of the early politics. And they've just found different ways. I mean, hell, I'll even call out games, guys, because, yeah, I like playing games. But, like, people can get addicted to games, too. You know, like the shows.
Yeah, and totally.
The drugs and stuff. I mean, it's so many things that people just constantly give their power away to. But if you think about it, that's what they teach in society. Like, think about school. Like, you have to do a test, like in college, right? When you're doing a lot of your papers, you have to do all the citations. You have to be constantly giving credit to people. They don't teach people to really individually think for yourself. You have to repeat information, you know, and knowledge is not wisdom. That's what a lot of people don't understand. So you have people, like, even with PhDs and all this stuff like that, that have no idea what they're really doing.
Wisdom comes from experience, comes from passing down knowledge.
Well said. Well said.
It comes from passing down information. Orator. This is a funny story, but my girlfriend's uncle, he was a great orator, and he actually went to school with Tom Hanks at Chabot College at Hayward. And he was this wizard. He dressed up as a wizard. And he would go to the Hayward Farmers Market and tell stories. And this guy was like, it was so amazing, but it was through wisdom and teaching and understanding that this guy made such an impact on the community.
You just brought up Tom Hanks. I was just going to quickly say, have you avoided his son, Colin Hanks, the rapper?
No, I didn't even know that.
I got that mixed up. That's not. I don't think that's his son Colin. It's his other son, Chet.
Really?
Yeah, Chet Hanks.
I didn't know that.
He's the rapper. Yeah, that's the other son. He is someone who raps. Yes.
I finally saw Karate Kid for the first time, and then I looked up Will Smith's son, and I was just like appalled at how he's become. And I just recently looked this up. I was like, oh, this poor kid. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go off topic, but it's just so bizarre how people in Hollywood spiral out of control.
Well,
they're
Dane,
completely disconnected from reality.
Well, Dane,
Dane,
we got to wrap up pretty soon here, but I will leave you with.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much. But before I let you go, I'll give you this sort of a bit of advice to you and our guest here. You know, we only have so much time. So definitely climb whatever you can before it's gone.
Absolutely.
Well said.
Very well said.
Yes, ma'am. So, Dane, go ahead and say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everyone. And thank you so much, Michael, for everything.
You got it. You know what time it is.
All right. I know what time it is.
That's
all
right,
bro.
Take care.
Nice talking with you guys.
Clockwise.
Thank you very much.
Likewise. Enjoy your evening.
Bye.
Good night. And there she goes. That was something else, wasn't it?
Oh, that was. It was incredible.
I didn't expect any of this tonight.
Dude, what a show. What a show, man. Holy crap.
It's out of my control.
I've been on a couple of shows, man, and I have to say, this is one of my favorites. I absolutely love this.
This is one of my favorites, too. This is one of my favorite shows ever. Of course, you can always come back. I would love to have you here. You've shown that you are an alpha male, so you definitely belong here. Amazing.
Oh, man. So I just want to say that I love you. I love your show. I love your audience. You guys are great. It was really good that you guys didn't have me. I'm very honored. And I just have thanks. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for being here. And it was a pleasure, an honor. I can't believe this went down the way it did. It was an incredible time from the beginning to the end. And the stage is yours, my friend. Please feel free to plug anything you'd like, whatever, anything that's on your mind. Words of wisdom. The stage is yours. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, good sir. And I'm going to address your audience first and foremost by saying that, well, yes, sir, I will sing a song for you. And it's called Unforgettable. That's what you are.
It's like a lounge singer. You remind me of a lounge singer now.
Well, I had to sing a little something, right?
Well done.
I have to say, though, in all honesty now, and just some closing words, besides visiting the PSI website, psiraise.com, come join the Discord. You guys are all welcomed. Please, please come on over. But I do want to say this. No matter what's going on right now, guys, no matter what you're encountering, no matter what challenges, keep pressing on. Because what they don't really say about success and victory and overcoming is that it's not about winning or losing. It's just about perseverance. If you keep showing up, you keep putting in effort, then you will get what you want, for better or for worse. So make sure that you're on the right track and never give up. You guys got this. All right. Those are my last words.
Very good words. And of course, we will do this again on the other side. Thank you so much, my friend. And good night, and take care of yourself out there.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care. And there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. That was the one and only Jetty the Jedi. Incredible. I had so much fun. This has been, I don't even know what to say, but I want to thank Jetty the Jedi and, of course, David Dees for dropping in and just blowing our minds completely. And even Dane calling in and just killing it. I'm at a loss for words here. And it's, wow, what a goddamn episode that was. Totally insane, totally awesome and inspiring. And thank you guys for being here. It's been just incredible, really. And as we take it home here tonight, and before I pull this Larry Silverstein style, once again, thank you so much for being a part of the program, those in the chat room, the international listeners. And of course, if you enjoy this program and want to help support the program, please go to patreon.com/Michael Deacon. And that is where you'll find exclusive content that only you will find there. And it won't be available for the podcast. You won't find it there. So definitely go to patreon.com/Michael Deacon. And I swear it will be worth it. It's fantastic. So once again, patreon.com/Michael Deacon and support the program and also support the guests you heard tonight. They've all made great efforts in their work. Definitely help them out. I'm sure they would appreciate it completely. Now, if you go to michaeldeacon.com and do hit PayPal, donate any money there, I will personally send you the Patreon episodes. Once again, patreon.com/Michael Deacon. Top talent show yet again. What does the future have in store for us? Is this all just a mere figment of our imagination? Who knows? Who really knows? There's nothing more frightening than reality, folks. And I enjoy saying that. I hope all of you out there, well, friend and foe alike, I'm Michael Deacon. I hope you enjoyed my act of defiance, arrogance, and intransigence yet again. Stay safe, everyone, no matter where you are on this pale blue dot.